hey, if you got fired, congratulations. You know what? Come on. That's you didn't like that job anyways.
That's right. Mercury is still in retrograde. Blame it on that.
How long are we in that till?
Till the end of time.
Till the end of time. Listen, they didn't deserve you at that job. You're having a tough day waking up unemployed. That's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, the show and my new friend on Instagram just taught me the term fun employment. Fun employment. It's the morning mess. You got Joey Boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
This girl that I follow on Instagram, I don't know who followed who, but I saw that she had quit her job. She didn't get fired, but she quit. So either or, she's unemployed. But she was on the balcony and she's like, I'm enjoying my day one of fun employment. I told Sienna and JD about this. They're like, yeah, you've never heard that term. I go, no, but hey, sounds pretty fun being unemployed at this point, because this girl was going to her favorite coffee house. She woke up late. She was just smiles, probably because she obviously didn't like her job very much.
Yeah, and then when you break out of that routine and you just have that freedom for a little bit, I just feel like it's such a like weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yes, absolutely. So we're talking about your fun employment stories. You ever been fired or quit that job? Maybe you want it and you were let go. You got laid off. Or you just didn't really care for it. You did it for the paycheck. You got to look at it. You got to look at it a different type of way.
Yeah, I agree. I was fun employed in 2015, and I went to Europe.
For how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I went and saw my best friend there and just added a few countries instead of just London. And
yeah.
Then I went to, I think, Liverpool, and then I went to Barcelona, then I went to Rome. It got pretty sexy pretty fast. But when I came back, I will say that I had a whole list of problems.
Worry about it then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's girl math.
Yeah. Fun employment. 602-805-0101. Let's tap into Michelle in Phoenix. All right, Michelle, you have a fun employment story for us?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So I've been working at this place for, let's just say, a bazillion and 1 years. And after that time, like, they let me go. I'm not going to get into it because you know how NDA go. But
okay.
All I know is, I signed it. I was going to get a severance. So I thought, okay, a couple of thousand, it'll get me through. But when I got the check, it was $12,000.
Oh,
okay. Wait. Nice chunk of change there.
That'll keep you afloat for a while.
Yeah.
It'll feed you.
So I took it and ran. Yes, I took it and ran. And I decided, you know what? I've worked hard. I denied myself a lot of times when I was working. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to stress myself out. It is what it is. So you know what? I took my money and I decided I'm going to go to Tulum, Mexico.
Oh,
and
nice.
Live my life.
Nice little week getaway.
How about a summer getaway?
You went for a whole summer to Tulum?
Yeah, I sure did. And I had a blast, like the time of my life. I hung out. I was lazy. I went out. And I actually met, like, actually one of my best girlfriends. She's from there, and we started hanging out, and just, like, I could not have had a better time. And I'll tell anybody, you get a little money, go ahead and spend that money. You'll get more money later on. Don't worry about it. Live right now, because all you got is right now. And I lived it. I'm getting excited thinking about when I'm ready to go back.
Well, how much of it did you spend?
Yeah, you know, $12,000.
You spent
what?
So all of it.
The money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Okay, this is the problem with the YOLO generation. That is a terrible, terrible idea.
But it worked out in the end. I ended up later on getting another job, and I'm glad I did it, because I would have been stressed all summer worrying about what's going to happen to me. And guess what? I'd rather relax, eat fresh fruit, enjoy myself, flirt on the beach, and I came up with a job.
Right. But I'm getting anxiety just thinking about you blowing through a $12,000 check, but I respect it. I mean, that is the term. You are literally the definition of fun employment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I plan to continue this lifestyle.
Yeah, as a type A person, this stresses me out completely. Mm-hmm. Just going somewhere that is completely foreign to you, not giving a damn and spending all your money. But hey, you're inspiring a lot of people out there. So
now I'm someone that I'd be like down to spend as much money that will make you happy, but to blow it all and not have any kind of like, I don't know, savings from that, even if it's a couple $1,000s, even if it's like $5,000, to spend 12 racks in Tulum is crazy.
Well, I mean, was it really, though?
Yes. It wasn't in pesos. It was real currency.
Well, listen, we fast forward her movie. We know how the ending is. She has a lifelong friend. She found a new job. So I think she did it right.
Yeah, she's living her best life. So,
I mean, I can't do it. You're way braver than I would be. But that's an amazing story to tell.
Right.
Look, I did all the right things when I was working, and I didn't have any more fun than I did now doing this. So, yes, was it risky? Yeah, I kind of risked it all, but I'm so glad I did it. Like, I'm better for it.
Well, when times get tough, don't come crawling back to us. Crazy. 12 racks in Mexico?
That's a lot of tacos. Tequila, man. Kind of for it, man.
You're buying the bar at that point.
Man, let me tell you something. There'll be signs if I get fired.
That I can respect.
If you're like, man, Joey's been in Tulum for a month. Like, yep. Talk to my girl, Michelle. Rented out her house.
Throwback Thursdays. Throwback to last Thursday.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Michelle. We appreciate that, man. And good for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
For money management. Yeah. Have a great day.
Yeah. Wait, Michelle, what Spanish did you learn out there? Let me hear the Spanish that you learned in over a summer.
Well, you know what? My grandmother always told me, when you want to learn a language, sleep with a dictionary. And I'll leave you with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Not sure how to take that, but all right.
Well, I think the nickname for that guy was dictionary.
So I was waiting for it.
With Ignacio. Pretty sure with it. All right, man. Listen, coming up next, we got Andre from Glendale that is tapping in with the show. He needs advice. He just got fired.
Oh, he came to the right place, I guess. He's going to take our advice.
We'll spend your money.
We got advice for Andre. If you got fired and you got the little checky check, you need advice on how to spend it. Morning Mess got you. We'll talk to him up next. Hold on, y'all.